Only 36,000 jobs created last month, but the unemployment rate is now the lowest since April 2009.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll dissect this morning's jobs report from the Labor Department, the most important economic indicator of the month. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now, but just a bit. The Dow down 13 points at 12,048. The NASDAQ down about 0.1%. The S&P 500 down about 0.2%. Verizon said yesterday was the most successful first-day sales launch in the history of the company. Why? You guessed it. Verizon started taking pre-orders for the iPhone from existing customers. Now let's get to this morning's big jobs report from the Labor Department. The unemployment rate is down from 9.4% to 9%. That's the lowest in almost 2 years. At the same time, the economy only created 36,000 jobs in January. Analysis in a moment. Marketplace's Scott Tong starts us off first with the numbers.
Okay, first the bad. 36,000 new jobs is downright weak, and a surprise to economic consultant Peter Cohen.
The 36,000 number sounds like it's way below what people expected, and that sounds kind of disappointing to me.
He figures hiring has slowed, though bad weather could foul up that number. On the smiley side, the unemployment rate fell to 9%, but Cohen thinks that number is artificially skewed, that more people are so discouraged they've quit looking, so they don't show up in that number. Still, a drop in the jobless rate feels good, and that matters, says Anthony Crescenzi at the bond firm PIMCO.
Brian Williams on the evening news will report tonight that the jobless rate fell, and Katie Couric to 9%, and the public will feel better as a result.
It's not just about feeling better, he says. Americans more upbeat will go out and hunt for jobs. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
All right, let's get some analysis now from Gus Fauché, an economist at Moody's Analytics. He's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So do you think that's true that tonight on the news, the newscasters are going to say the unemployment rate fell to 9% and everybody's going to feel good?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm an economist and not a psychologist, so I can't tell you how people are going to respond. What I do know is that the numbers were disappointing. The reason that the unemployment rate fell is that a lot of people gave up looking for work, probably because they're discouraged. And then the separate survey of employers found that the economy only added about 36,000 jobs or so, and that was very disappointing because we were expecting something closer to 160,000.
So does that mean that in the coming months, as people, these discouraged workers you talk about, come back into the labor force, that the unemployment rate is just going to skyrocket?
I think the unemployment rate is going to move higher over the first half of this year because we are going to have the millions of people who lost their jobs and have quit looking for work. As the economy gets better, they're going to come back into the labor market. So if the unemployment rate does move higher in early 2011, I take that as a good sign and not a bad sign.
And finally, Gus, I mean, did you see any sector of the economy that looks particularly good in this report?
Manufacturing added a lot of jobs. The manufacturing indicators were very positive for this month, and that's a sign that consumers are spending more and that the economy is strengthening.
Gus Fauché, economist at Moody's Analytics, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies.
Here in the U.S., about 45% of households own stock, but in Germany, that number is only 10%, which is something the people who run the stock exchange there would like to change. Marketplace's David Brancaccio continues his Economy 4.0 series now about the changing global economy with this report from Munich.
Bernard Unemann is a journalist and a big name on Germany's financial TV channel. Viewers have a hunger for business news, he says, but not necessarily because Germans want to buy stock themselves.
Their investment is much more conservative. There are a lot of regrets.
Regrets about what happened the last time many Germans went gaga over stocks in the late 90s when their big phone company sold shares for the first time. Deutsche Telekom stock went up 700%. Germans also snapped up dot-com shares.
Definitely, they became interested, or they became greedy, whatever you prefer to say. And when the bubble burst, people lost a lot, some of them about 90% of their assets.
Since then, Germans have gravitated toward insurance products, often sold by local banks. But Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Stock Exchange, argues that the financial turbulence in the last 2 years is why folks should diversify their portfolios with stocks.
So introducing more equity culture in Germany and in Europe in the widest sense is something that's absolutely necessary.
Stock Exchange is now promoting stock ownership through an online sweepstakes it conducts with the German newspaper Handelsblatt. Contestants begin with 20,000 euros in fake money and use real securities prices to trade online for 3 months. The latest winner is this young man, 30-year-old Klaus Neukert of Munich.
So how did you do?
1.4 million.
1.4 million euros.
Yes. Unbelievable.
He's no rube off the street. Neukert is a bond expert at a major bank and used derivatives to win the contest. His prize, a sweet Porsche 911 Carrera. If only he can find a way to pay for the car's insurance, about $9,000 a year in real cash. In Munich, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And there's more on the German economy on David's Economy 4.0 blog. That's at marketplace.org. Finally, to Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., where a power outage led a young man to break into someone's home to charge his phone and to steal some jewelry. Well, according to the Washington Post, the burglar was discovered in mid-burgle and ran out of the house without his phone. Authorities then used it to track him down and charge him with 10 other burglaries in the area. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With the economy on a slow rebound, one family of entrepreneurs is starting a business that looks back hundreds of years in history.
We realized that there was a need for a publication for reenactors, a high-quality publication.
I'm Bob Moon, starting up a print magazine in the digital age. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.